All right, we're back for season 2, episode 5 of Backer Banter. I'm one of your hosts, Justin, and this week I'm joined by EK, Brandon, and Dr. Bone Daddy. Anthony, how are we all doing?
Doing great. Yo, it threw me off that the music wasn't playing at first, because I forgot you added it. Now you added in later. I was like waiting. I was about to start, like, jamming out.
Right? Like, when's the beat going to drop? Like, yeah, how's everyone doing?
Doing great, you know. Nice chill weekend.
Dream. Right on. Mm-hmm. I would say, Bone Daddy, this is the, I think this is the first episode I'm on, or that I've been on with you. How was your weekend?
It's pretty chill. Saturday was busy. I was at the hospital from like 5:30 to a.m. to 10:30 p.m.
Whew.
But, you know, it was fun. I was, you know, constantly busy. Ate like a piece of pie and some oatmeal cookies and some chips like the whole day until I got Whataburger last night. Then hopped on the happy hours.
So is that as good? Is Whataburger as good as everyone says? Because it's like, then you have like the people that are like, oh, I ride or die for In-N-Out, and then people try it and they're like, it's not, it's good, but it's not like, it doesn't live up to the hype.
Or like, I've heard, like, especially with In-N-Out, I've heard you have to like, it's better in California versus like other places.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, so Whataburger, it's good. I will say their spicy chicken sandwich, it's money.
Yeah.
But their burgers, it's a burger. It's good.
Okay, nothing.
The things that shine at Whataburger, though, are the non-burger menu items.
Interesting.
Like patty melt. They have breakfast tacos, honey butter chicken biscuit.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I always hear about the honey butter. And you got to love honey butter chicken biscuits.
Yeah.
I mean, like, whenever we go to spring break in the Carolinas, we'd always have to stop at Bojangles. Because yeah, I was like, you got to have that chicken sandwich, man. That chicken biscuit. So yeah.
So, I mean, it's good. Whataburger's fries, solid fast food fry, and onion rings are where it's at.
If a place has like solid onion rings, that'll do it for me.
Yeah.
Right, so on, I mean, Brandon. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's a solid entry into the fast food market. Definitely better than, you know, the blue chips. So it's a step up, it's a cut above, I'd say.
What's blue? Oh, like the normal.
Yeah.
What you think, you know, of in fast food? Okay.
Yeah, your, like McDonald's, Burger King.
Oh, okay. Right on.
So,
solid. Solid. Well, Brandon, what did you get into this weekend?
Hopped on the happy hour Friday. Yesterday, my girlfriend and I went and hit up a couple like thrift stores and a couple Targets and stuff, just looking for stuff on clearance. And then today, pretty much just we binge watched Modern Family. Because we're doing a total rewatch. Like, we each I've seen like episodes here and there, but now that the series is over, we're just like, we rewatch it like from beginning to end.
Solid. Yeah, actually, I was just on last night and today for a little bit. I was watching. I've been going back and watching Scrubs lately, so I think I'm just wrapping up season one.
Oh, nice.
But yeah. I mean, Scrubs is just, it still holds up.
It's a classic show that, like, you could just like The Office or after season one of Parks and Rec, like, just throw any season on and just start watching.
Right. But yeah, so Scrubs is on Hulu, and under like the, on the Scrubs page or whatever, like under the suggested shows, you know, it had Modern Family, and I know for a bit it only had like a couple seasons on there, and there were only like 10 episodes of each season. So
if you get the peacock, I think they're all on there.
Yeah, I will never subscribe to that garbage ass channel. No, but I was going
to
say,
I have to because the WWE Network is switching.
Oh, yeah, really?
They're switching to just be on Peacock.
I broke and subscribed to Peacock so I could watch soccer.
That's fair. Yeah, but no, I was gonna say it looked like they finally did have the whole series of Modern Family up on Hulu, so I might have to go back and watch that.
Yeah, you should after Scrubs, or if you hit a wall where it's like I need to take a break from Scrubs.
Hell yeah! Or if you get to the final season of Scrubs and realize that
we don't need to talk about it. Yeah, Brandon, did you find anything, any good finds during, are you going thrift shopping? I know, like, that's always it's always fun. I can usually find at least one or two cool things when I'm out there. Usually I'm looking for records, but.
Yeah, not yet. I mean, Emily does that. She's big into records. but a lot of it was just trying to find an old book that she had in high school and that she was trying to reread the series again.
Oh, I bet.
So we're no luck yet, but, the other stuff I did find, it was just they were asking too much than what it was actually worth.
Oh, okay. Right on. Well, UK, what did you get into this weekend?
Nothing crazy. This weekend I dog sat for friend of the pod, friend of the Discord, Alyssa R. So hopped on the happy hour from her house Friday night. So that was super fun. And then Saturday I had practice and then we did a learn to row. So we had people come in and we taught them how to row in the rowing machines, and then hopefully they'll be joining our team and then they'll get to do an on the water one. So that was fun. And then Saturday night I had a friend come over and we just watched anime all night. So real thrilling weekend over here.
Hell yeah.
Wait, real quick,
what anime?
We watched Quintessential Quintuplets and Love is War.
Okay. I've never heard of either of those.
Are you pretty chill with the new rowers, or are you in their face? Like, you called out rowing, my dead grandmother with one arm could do it better than this. It's like, I have a friend in a Discord that has zero legs. He has no legs.
Wait, Ed started rowing?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's only thing he can do. It's all upper body.
It's you are wrong on like so many levels. First of all, no, we're not like as intense with them. We did have them do like a race piece. They just did like a 250 meter race just to see how fast they could go. But and then second of all, rowing is actually like 70% lower body. It's all legs. So, but okay, listen, I'm getting there. So it's a very inclusive sport. So there's Paralympic rowing. And so they have different categories for Paralympic athletes. So there's just like trunk and arms. So they're just using their core and their arms. There's some categories that do use legs. There's some boats that like people have visual impairment. So there's all different types of opportunities for people with disabilities to row.
That's solid.
So if Ed wanted to join a crew, he could.
All right, also disclaimer, he actually has legs. This is just an inside joke. So if anybody's listening to this thinking that we're making fun of somebody that's a double amputee, he's not. He just catches a lot of strays.
We're just assholes.
Yeah, we're just terrible friends.
That's fine. We love you, Ed.
We love you, Ed.
Oh, wait, real quick, Justin, what did you do? Because you always forget yourself.
I didn't really do a whole lot this weekend. Friday, I watched a couple Marvel movies. I know I watched Iron Man 3, and then I hopped on the happy hour Friday, and then I think Saturday I didn't do a whole lot either. And I think I decided to start to actually watch the Marvel movies like in chronological order. So I watched Captain America. Also really threw it back to the old middle school, high school days and watched the first two High School Musicals. So that was fun. Otherwise, I didn't really do anything else today. It was just a real lazy weekend for me, and I'm not complaining.
So this is going to date myself real hard, but I remember when the first High School Musical came out in seventh grade and someone recorded it on a VCR and then brought it so we could watch it on the ski club bus on the way to the mountain.
Ma'am, I was in college when my first one came out. So
I think I was in fifth or sixth grade. I think, yeah, UK, you're only like a year or so older than me, right?
Yeah, I'm 93. So,
I'm 93.
I'm 27.
Okay.
All right. That means I was high school when High School Musical came out.
There you go.
Oh, and Daddy's like, this is not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
I was too busy doing my own thing in high school to care about High School Musical.
Got to work on your swing. Got to do your own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I was quoting that on it.
I appreciate it.
you also have to get your head in the game.
Yes, I realize
you like, want to scream sometimes.
Yeah, no, the first one that was just such a throwback for me. I was just like, holy shit, totally forgot about some of these songs, and some of them are, you know, still slap pretty hard. Yeah, and I don't think I had ever seen the second one. I just knew a couple of the songs, obviously, of course, Bet on It. But yeah, so that was a fun trip down memory lane for me.
Don't bother with the third one.
Dude, don't bother with it?
The third one is good. No. Like,
the third one was garbage.
The thing was, I remember in college, one of our friends was like, yo, he wanted a fraternity for Greek Sing to do The Boys Are Back. And I'm like, dude, we don't have anybody in here coordinated enough to do these. Like, yes, we have a tall white and black guy and a short white and black guy that could be the kids.
We got the stereotypes on lock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brandon's always got those on lock.
So,
yeah, always got those on lock.
Speaking of Marvel movies, how about we do a little stand, mute, cancel of the objectively three most hated Marvel MCU movies.
Yeah, what do you got?
So, stand, mute, cancel, Thor Dark World.
Yep, I knew that was going to be one of them.
Anyway, I don't care what other two you put out there. That gets to cancel for me.
Iron Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
And since everyone seemed to have weird problems with it, Captain Marvel.
Ooh. So I'm going to go ahead and actually, I don't know. So like, now that you mentioned Iron Man 3, like I said, I just watched that on Friday just because I think I don't really remember much of it since the last time I watched it. Like looking back and watching it, it was definitely not as great as the other Iron Man movies, but I don't think that I think Iron Man isn't my favorite of like the individual Marvel movies in general, like just either of them or any of the three. But I'd still say I'd have to stand Iron Man 3. And then I'm going to be muting Captain Marvel. Just a couple things that I just wasn't really a huge fan of in the movie. And then, yeah, Thor Dark World was pointless. It was so bad.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely canceling Thor Dark World. I don't know, I might mute Iron Man 3 and then stan Captain Marvel. But, like, for me, Captain Marvel, Iron Man 3 are just kind of, as far as introducing things to the MCU that were either never brought up again or just throw a huge wrench into everything. Both of those movies were really good at that.
Yeah. Are you talking about, like with Iron Man 3, are you referring to like them introducing Pepper Potts having powers now?
Yes.
Yeah. That was my big complaint, was like that. I don't know. Basically she doesn't really make a comeback until Endgame, and even then she's not really using those powers. She's just in the iron suit.
She's in rescue. Like, okay, cool. And then, you know.
But you knew that was gonna happen because his daughter had the helmet on.
Yeah.
True.
True. I don't know. I think as a whole though, the MCU was predominantly all hits.
He don't miss.
Minimal That's misses.
True. That's true. Brandon, EK, how about you guys?
I'll let EK go first. I'll go last because Nerd Rage is going to come out.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not as deep into the Marvel universe as you guys are. I just like everyone will talk about like how certain ones are bad. I was like, I don't know. I thought they were all great. So I'm pretty pointless on this stand, mute, cancel. But I liked all three of them. I don't know. I like don't remember Thor, like Dark World being that bad. I don't know. You're going to have to like remind me. Like,
that's good. That's a good, like the hat. We should have that.
Yeah.
Perspective of somebody who's just like, oh, I saw it as a movie. I didn't go in expecting, you know, all this stuff that like a normal, like comic book nerd would.
Right.
So objectively as movies, you thought they were exciting and.
Yeah. I liked all three.
All right. I'm going to go full. Actually put up my glasses here. I guess I'd stand Iron Man 3 just because it was cool at the end when he was jumping into each of this extra suits that he had, all of his century stuff. I'd mute Captain Marvel just because I would cancel it if Thor Dark World wasn't so bad, but Captain Marvel, they made the Skrulls, which, like, if you're a huge Marvel comic book fan, like, they're just like some weakling bad guys, and they're not supposed to be sympathetic. But they switched them with another race called the Kree, which will come in with the X-Men probably. And so they're supposed to be like the good guys working with Nick Fury and stuff in the X-Men.
Oh, and Krulls are the shape-shifting ones, right?
Yeah. So yeah. My theory is that it's going to lead into, with the multiverse, is going to lead into Secret Invasion, which was a storyline where a lot of the Marvel characters, like main characters, got taken out and replaced with Skrulls. And that's kind of how they also bring back Captain America. Cause in the comic books, he supposedly gets snipered after Civil War, while he's getting tried for going against the government. And then they kind of retcon that with the Secret Invasion, like, oh, this, he never really died. He was in hiding. And...
Yeah.
Holy shit.
This is all new information to me.
Yeah, same here. I mean, that's what's been fun about watching WandaVision too, and like I won't you know put any spoilers out there, but just like going back and watching, or like watching WandaVision each week, is it's so interesting to see just so many of the different things in the Marvel comic universe that I have no idea about. And so like when people are, you know, especially in like in our Discord channel for Marvel, when, you know, after I watch the episode finally, like a day later, and I go back and unblock all of the spoiler tags that everyone has, it's like, holy shit, everyone else knows like so much more about Marvel than I ever thought I would. So it's, I don't know, it's cool, and it's really interesting the amount of possibilities that they have that they can run with.
I think that's what, especially, you know, kind of going a little bit down the rabbit hole right now, but the perspective release schedule for Disney Plus, where
we lost
Bone Daddy for his thing.
Yeah, out. Muted. Oh,
you muted.
Wait,
this is great audio content, guys.
This is all great
for our live studio audience.
About that, the dog unmuted my or like unplugged the mic from my computer.
It's all good.
No, like Disney Plus is going to be basically releasing a show every week that's either Star Wars or Marvel related for the foreseeable bulk of 2021.
I'm very excited.
It's exciting. I also want to do a Star Wars rewatch because I've seen them all. And I've asked this before. It's like, do I watch them in release order? Do I watch them in story order?
No, you watch the...
What's the machete?
And you watch the other ones.
No, what's the machete order? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the exact order is, but there's like some sort of... I think it's called machete order. I don't know why.
Machete order.
Yeah, I don't know. You have to watch do you know why it's...
It's the knowledge dude who... I get. It's like basically, you know...
Just the guy that made it up?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But, so it's like kind of just like the fandom slang.
Okay.
But it's like, it helps you avoid the whole thing. It's the whole reason you do it is it helps you avoid any spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you do is you watch Episode 4 and Episode 5.
Okay, yep, I'm just pulling it up right now too.
Yeah, so watch A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, then you just get rid of Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Oh, holy shit, they got rid of it completely?
And then you watch 2, 3, like Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Jedi.
And then you go Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and then Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Why did he cut out?
Or that has nothing to do with any of the story. Just watch the fight scene at the end. That's the only thing that you need to
essentially,
watch.
Essentially, it's that Phantom Menace brings nothing, at least in some fans' eyes, brings nothing to the table.
That's fair.
If you're looking at it from a point of view of like the story of the Jedi, it brings in midichlorians, it introduces Obi-Wan as a Padawan, and ooh boy, there's young, scared Anakin who used to be a little slave boy.
Yeah, and you get the end. Really, the only other thing that they really mentioned in the other trilogies is Qui-Gon Jinn gets mentioned once at the end of Revenge of the Sith, because Yoda is talking with Obi-Wan about how he recently came in contact with him.
Yeah. So,
also, midichlorians are such a disservice to the Star Wars universe. That's such a midichlorians are bullshit.
I think if you're gonna do a Star Wars rewatch, I'm a fan. Machete order is great. I'm a fan of chronological order, so like timeline order.
Okay, so like starting with Phantom Menace and then going through. Okay, that's the way I've always just watched it.
But I also like to include, like, if I'm like going deep, I'll chuck in watching Clone Wars in between episode 2 and 3, and then throw in after Revenge of the Sith, watch Rebels, watch
Rogue One,
and like the two of the best things that fans have done is there's a cut floating around of like a super cut of Rogue One and A New Hope.
Ooh.
Where like it ends, Rogue One ends, a new straight into opening crawl of A New Hope.
Yeah, that I'd love that.
And then I have it on a drive of a cut of Revenge of the Sith with the last 4 episodes of Clone Wars.
Ooh, yeah, I remember you and I were talking about, or like we talked about it on probably like a happy hour or something like that. I really want to watch that.
And it does a lot, but like
right on.
Star Wars rewatch worth it. Marvel rewatch worth it.
Hell yeah, good shit. Well, before we get into the rest or more of the episode, let's get some programming notes. What's that?
Before we really get into it.
Yeah, before we get a little bit, before we get further into the episode, let's get some programming notes out of the way. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BackerPod. You'll be sure to keep you up to date with when new episodes drop. We'll also try to get some more engagement with listeners. If we might ask for listener questions, if you want to send us any questions like that. Also, please feel encouraged to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Right now, we're sitting at 42 ratings. Be sure to give us a listen and mash that 5-star button. Leave us a review if you want. So let's get those ratings up. We're trying to get to 69 ratings right now. So
nice.
We're slowly but surely getting there. And then also next week, we have the return of the Mommies episode. So EK and Morgan are going to be spearheading that and recruiting a couple other mommies for possibly some more. If we get some more listener questions, I know that's usually goes over well with whenever the mommies do an episode. So keep an eye out for that. Once again, that's and BackerPod on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep. Also check Twitter and Instagram the coming week, the wedding week. I feel like we should put out, we could be putting out some prompts,
for absolutely. Hell yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I know we were talking a little bit before this, and I know again when I brought up watching High School Musical and High School Musical 2 over the weekend, that it just brought up a lot of like nostalgia and a lot of music from like middle school and high school days and stuff like that. And I know like Bone Daddy, that's something that you kind of wanted to talk to a little bit.
Yeah, no. So like Happy Hour Friday night, we did a two pop punk power hour.
It was a good one. That was a good playlist.
And that was just full like middle school, high school nostalgia, and it just got me like listening to some like old, pop punk stuff I listened to in middle school, high school. So it took me back down the rabbit hole of A Day to Remember,
Newfound Glory,
let's see, My Chemical Romance.
Hell yeah.
Yellow Card.
So what was everybody like in high school? I think we did this in like a really old episode, but I feel like we should update it because I don't think the same people were on.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and start. So I was I definitely had the glow up. I was a nerd in high school on the soccer team. like, you know, just kind of doing nerd things and listening to a bunch of like emo music first few years of high school. Then senior year, definitely leaned much more hipster, you know, complete with, you know, ratty band t-shirts and skinny jeans and Vans. And
oh man,
speaking my language.
And then I was listening to a bunch of indie listening to like all the indie music. That's where I like got into like Band of Horses, Vampire Weekend, Matt and Kim.
Hell yeah.
Much like Florence and the Machine and much more, a bunch of other random bands like Modest Mouse and stuff like that.
More like the alternative.
And then definitely went from like indie into just more alt.
Solid. That definitely reminds me of me when I was in high school. So like my first two years of high school, like I was, I was such an awkward little kid, and like I just had a shitty haircut. I had just like this like shaggy like Beatles-esque like Ed Sullivan Show Beatles like kind of bowl cut going on, and like in glasses and stuff like that. And I was really awkward. I had no idea how to talk to girls, and still don't really know how, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. But yeah, and then junior year, I was a little bit more aware of like what I, you know, how I dressed and stuff like that. And I got into more of like playing music, and like me and a buddy of mine, we would go and like, you know, we'd go to like a coffee house on like a Thursday or Friday night and like go to some open mics and play some like real like hipster shit. And so I don't know. It was definitely a vibe, but like looking back, it's like, oh God, like once I discovered I never like routinely wore like the thick hipster like fake glasses, but like they would occasionally make an appearance. And like the day I discovered a beanie was changed my life.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a nerd too, except I was the marching band nerd. So I played three instruments in high school. I did marching band, I played clarinet, and then concert and wind ensemble, I played bass, clarinet, and bassoon. So it was real cool. And then I also was in pep band, and then I did sports. So then I was in softball and field hockey. So I was pretty busy all the time. I don't know. You guys are way more into the scene than I was. I was like a fake alternative kid. My 16th birthday, though, was the best concert I've ever been to. It was Fall Out Boy, Metro Station, All Time Low, and Mayday Parade. So that was solid. The vibe.
Solid lineup there.
Had to be dropped off by our parents to go to the concert. But I just, like, you guys were talking about the Vans. I distinctly remember I had the black Converse, but then I also had these Vans, and they were, it was like the quote from The Little Mermaid, like, he loves me, he loves me not. And there was like little like flower petals and the words like all over them, just like real, there's some real teen angst shit.
I had the white Vans before they were cool.
Damn Bone Daddy.
Before Damn Daniel. I had my white Vans slip-ons that were, you know.
I was in the Dungeons and Dragons club in high school. That says it all.
Yep.
I left off the
back in the early 80s
club as well.
What club, Anthony?
I used to go Friday afternoons and play Risk with like some guys and my AP history teacher. So
seventh and eighth grade study hall was just me and my friends playing either Pokemon card game or Magic the Gathering.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I had Reebok pumps, so I had those in like junior year of high school.
Oh no.
Get out of here.
Wait, everyone go through, what years were you in high school? So I was in high school from 2000. Okay. What?
You really gonna do that to me, Ika?
Yeah, I am. You don't have to share if you don't want to. It's totally optional. But no, but I was in high school from 2007 to 2011.
So 2006 to 2010.
I was what was I? I was 2010, right? Well, I guess I don't know. I went in 2009. I graduated 2013. So yeah, 2010 to 2013.
Oh, 2006.
Wait, say it one more time.
2002 to 2006.
Damn. I'm just kidding. We love you, Brandon.
Like, holy shit.
And then I had then like senior year, I got a flip phone that I put Gold Digger on as my ringtone because that was cool and that was the song of the year. Ooh.
What was everyone's ringtone? Or did anyone have like a what are they called? The callback or the
Ringback thing?
When you the ringback thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never did the call the callback things. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like some of my ringtones would have been. I never really had my phone on like on loud.
Right.
But
I had "The City Is at War" by Cobra Starship.
Yes.
as my ringtone at one point.
Solid.
I had a first phone was a Motorola Razr.
Same.
I take that back. First phone that I got that had service was a Nokia.
Nice.
That all I had was Snake, and you could throw it off a building, and it would still work.
And the concrete would shatter.
Then I got a Razr. Then I got a, I think it was the Samsung Sync. It was one of the first, like their whole selling point is you could put a big ass like SD card in there and have a ton of music and use it as an MP3 player and a cell phone.
Okay.
And when you turn the phone on, it allowed you to have a little message and me being the, edgy, at least I thought edgy alternative kid that I was, had a Cobra Starship lyric from I think guilty pleasure of fuck them if they can't take a joke.
That's great. I remember, I want to say at one point, I think I had I'm on a Boat by Lonely Island as one of my ringtones.
Oh my God.
That was a great song when it came out.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously didn't, it was just the chorus, but it was, and I think it was probably the clean version. Otherwise my parents would probably have killed me, but.
All of a sudden, someone calls you. He's like, "I'm on a boat, motherfucker."
Yeah. My mom was like, "What?"
I remember listening to a bunch of Lonely Island, like with my friends playing like Modern Warfare 2, and like listening to Incredibad.
Oh, Incredibad was so good.
Dude, come on.
Yeah, I just remember like to me, Lonely Island. Like around that time, that's like. I think that was around like middle school for me and like early high school. And that's when like, to me, like that's when I was really first started to watch SNL. And so like, to me, that's always like looking back, like that's always the funniest point of SNL for me or like that. Mm-hmm. That's like what, not when they peaked necessarily, but like, that's just like that's what's always my favorite era. And it's just because like, that's when I started watching it. Like, that's when I really started to actually pay attention and the Lonely Island and started doing a lot of those like digital shorts that I thought were just so funny as a kid. But I feel like that's kind of the same way with a lot of people is like whenever they started to actually like really start to watch SNL is like when they find it the funniest.
Right. Yeah. Introduced me to a bunch of like older SNL, like Aykroyd and like Dana Carvey.
Mm-hmm.
And like Chris Farley and Adam Sandler SNL. So I love those. But like I remember watching like some of the ones like Will Ferrell, like Rachel Dratch.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great.
Hell yeah.
I grew up like my family like loved SNL and Seinfeld and stuff. So it's like at family gatherings, we'd watch like reruns of it or like talk about SNL. And it was just like, it was so weird because I was so young, but I was like watching SNL. Like I'd watch the reruns on Comedy Central. And shit like that. Like they used to play like the old 90s.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I remember like I would like ride my bike over to like the family video in town by our that was like not too far from our place. And like I mean, yeah, when I was a kid until I got my license, I rode my bike everywhere. But it was just, I was just one of those shithead kids on a little BMX bike and just, up to no good. And But not really, just because I was, you know, just I hung out with like some of the skaters, but I was like never cool enough to get in any trouble that they did. But yeah, no, I remember like I would ride my bike over to the family video, and I would get some of like the collections that they would have, where it was like it was like some of just the highlights of like Will Ferrell's skits, or like Mike Myers, or like Danny Carvey and stuff like that. And like I just remember like going back and watching a lot of those were really funny still.
I can't remember if it was MTV or VH1 to do like the countdowns of like the best SNL skits from, you know, certain eras, and I remember watching those a lot.
Does VH1?
That was like VH1. Quality.
With I love the 80s as well. I like the that introduced me to who like Michael Ian Black and a bunch of people were that like were the ones who got to be the commenters on like I love the 80s and I love the 90s, whatever. I was also Justin. I was one of those like shithead kids on a like I had a little mountain bike. I had a skateboard,
right?
And would just like ride her to my friend's house.
Hell yeah!
Go play Halo until like all night and drink Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh yeah. Oh my
god! Like the joys of going with your friends to the video store, picking out like video games and movies to watch
for sleepovers.
Yeah. You know, staying up all night. Hell yeah! I remember me and a couple friends. We'd stay over at my buddy's place, and his parents had a really nice house, so like we would just like chill down in his basement and stuff, and just watch TV eventually at night too, like we would always I don't know, like his basement had like a window where you could just kind of like, I don't know, there's like a 4 foot tall like brick thing around it, so like there's some gravel like when you open the window, so we would just climb up the window and like sneak out at night and go over and hang out with friends, or like, you know, do, you know, like hoodlum shit at the local park or whatever, and you know, oh, but not gosh. Really, it was just like, you know, we would never like be vandalizing or anything, but it's just like, you know, we would just be feeling like, you know, such badasses because we were out at like 2 a.m. and it's like, oh my god, like we're sneaking out.
Yeah.
I shockingly to nobody here, I have never snuck out or gotten in trouble at school. So,
oh, I remember like I would sneak out, you know, a few times from like my place too, and you know, if my parents are listening, they already know this. So, but like I remember one night, like I remember one night, me and a buddy of mine, we were just like out behind the school, and all of a sudden, like finally, we it was like 2 or 3 a.m, and we were getting back, like we were getting ready to like get up and start walking back to my place, and like all of a sudden, these two cop cars like pulled up, and you know, and they shined their flashlights at us, and we're like, oh motherfucker, like we weren't really doing anything wrong, but yeah, no, so you know, I had to, when I was like, I don't know, however old I was, like 14 or 13, and I had to like go like, you know, ride in a cop car back to my parents' place, and I had to like go wake up my parents and be like, hey, the police are here, they want to talk to you. And my mom's like, what the fuck? Yeah. You know, and of course, like when she comes downstairs and realizes what happened, like, you know, she's just like, all right, thank you, like, good night, officer. And then she was just like, go to bed. And I was like, yep, cool, yeah, thank you. sounds good. Yep. Uh-huh. Good shit. Good times.
I think some of the best nights were those like sleepovers where it's like, oh, you got a bunch of Mountain Dew. And then like, I think one night my friends and I beat Guitar Hero 3 and like just straight through in one night. Like,
holy shit.
Damn.
We played all night and beat Guitar Hero. We beat Rock Band the same way one night.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We had Guitar Hero 3. So I was thinking about that. You guys are more music people than I am, but the people I row with are all older, and they like to row to classic rock. So I'll like find classic rock workout playlists, and like the only thing that goes through my mind is like, oh, I remember playing this on like Guitar Hero 3. I was like, I'm so bad at recognizing music. This is this is bad.
Oh, I mean, especially, I knew a lot of the songs already from Guitar Hero, because I feel like Guitar Hero always picked more like classic rock kind of things. But like GarageBand, I remember like that was really revolutionary, where they played a lot more like alternative or like punk and like kind of GarageBand kind of stuff. Like they'd play like the AAs and I think they played like the Ramones and stuff like that. And so like that, I remember like that was always a really cool game for me.
Did you guys get into the Dance Dance Revolution with the mat?
Yeah.
Yep, I had the mat, super flimsy one.
Yep.
Yep.
I think we still have it, honestly. We still have our PlayStation 2. It's downstairs.
Nice. I don't remember when I parted ways with my PS2, but I never really, after my PS2, I never really graduated to any other gaming system. I just never really got into video games after that.
Yeah. We do have a PS2 still. It's Amy's. So might have to hunt down like a Guitar Hero 2 or something.
Yeah.
And a guitar for PlayStation 2.
So, not cool confession, I've shockingly never beaten any of the video games I own. So, like, my brother mostly had all the games. Like, we would play Madden and NCAA together, and we would play NASCAR. He was big into NASCAR growing up, which is a whole nother story. But my only two games I owned that were mine were SSX3, the snowboarding game, and then Scooby-Doo. And I am on the last boss of Scooby-Doo, and I have not beaten that yet. And it's, you know, been 20-ish years.
There's still time. I remember when I had my PS2, I think the main games that I really liked to play were, I guess some of them that I had. I had Guitar Hero, and I had Guitar Hero 2, and I had Rock Band. And so, I had the guitar and the drums and stuff that were fun. But otherwise, and Brandon will appreciate this, I had so many of the SmackDown versus Raw, like WWE wrestling games. Those were so much fun.
Those were the best games.
Yeah, like those, you know, you just like, you could customize your character and just, you know, just fuck around and just, I don't know, it was always fun. But I remember like me and some of the kids in my neighborhood too, we were also the ones that, you know, we would, on my trampoline in the backyard, we would do like WWE shit and probably potentially like nearly hurt each other or like kill each other. That was fun. Like,
I definitely did that back in the day.
Hell yeah. No, our trampoline never had a net or anything. It was very dangerous.
Oh no.
We had the kid across the street from me, like in my house growing up, had a trampoline with no net. And then the kid like two doors down had one with a net. And so we'd go to the guy like with a net and, like, yeah, dude, SmackDown versus Raw stuff. Like, this is the same time, like, I was, like, peak, like, skater. And we definitely took one of my spare decks and made duct tape bindings.
Oh, no.
And because, that's when I got into snowboarding. And so, like, made duct tape bindings and would practice stuff on his trampoline.
I was going to say, yeah, like, you took the trucks off and just, oh, hell yeah,
and just like go, like, I don't know how, like, because I had one of the like off-road like mountain board skateboards, and we had a bunch of like trails and stuff in the woods behind our house, and I would ride that down them. I don't know how I didn't like have like some sort of serious injury growing up.
Oh yeah, like,
it's a minor miracle.
Hell yeah. No, we had me and it's like, I don't know, our trampoline, it was like kind of, you know, sometimes we would, it was slightly under this, like this kind of big tree in our backyard. But like, I remember when we'd kind of pull the trampoline closer to underneath, and like, you know, some of us would like climb the tree and jump down into the trampoline I'd bring out like one of my dad's ladders from the garage, and like, you know, it felt super tall back then, but it was probably only like 12 feet, and like, you know, set it up like right next to the trampoline and just like do a flip off of the ladder, and it's like very dangerous shit.
Yeah.
So I remember I was jumping one time with my friend's trampoline, and then I landed weird on my ankle, and then he came down on top of me because he had messed up what he was doing. So my weight and his weight were on my ankle.
Oh,
I rolled. And I was like, "Oh." Luckily, it was just brain. I was like, I thought I'd like broken my ankle. I was like, "Oh god."
For all of the dumb shit that I've done on a trampoline, it's made me aware enough that if I, you know, if I ever have a kid, or like when I have a kid, like they're never getting a trampoline. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, those things are death traps. Like.
Have you seen that you can like install them into the ground? I would do that.
It's big, like a big old pit.
Yeah,
it's still not happening. I'm not like trampoline. It's
too dangerous.
Dude, like especially now, like
dude, I find it.
Never. Kids get no ATV, no dirt bikes, no trampoline, like. I've seen too many terrible things happen because of those, like,
Mm-hmm. Like dad had too many shithead friends, so that's why you can't have any of the good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, not even that. It's because of what I've seen in the ER.
I'm sure.
Oh, I believe that for sure. Yeah,
my cousin, they just moved up to a big ranch and they have land, and a couple animals and stuff with ATVs. But one of my cousins crashed one of the ATVs and it rolled on top of him and he got stuck between the fence and the ATV and he's going through treatment right now in the burn unit. So
yeah, I mean, it's
scary stuff.
It's like super scary. Like we had a kid that like I've seen people that are just like life altering injuries. Like
yeah, no. It makes me think we call it beer camp, but I've talked about it on the pod before that they have 300 acres up in northern Michigan and we just take the ATVs. No helmets or anything, just to go ripping around. And the one, and if you get stuck on the, because there's two of them, one of them has handles for the passenger and the other one does it. And you're just like holding on to the grate for like dear life. And I was like, how have we made it this far?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I've definitely seen some sort of like a messy wipeout like that on kids getting hurt. Like that Instagram page. I don't know. Like that Instagram account is so funny to me. Like the kids getting hurt. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's also probably the reason where it's like, yeah, my kids are never getting a trampoline. Like,
yeah. No, when we started seeing.
Not there anymore. It was not a thing anymore. So why are people filming?
Yeah, no, when we started skiing, that was my mom's one rule. She's like, you all have to wear helmets, including my dad. So I've always worn a helmet. So now when I see people ski without helmets, it's like, you're an idiot. Like,
no, for sure. It's definitely something that I think a lot of us, I think we also, to our credit, all grew up in like that. We're the last, like, you know, not super connected generation.
Yeah, like we would just leave the house for the day and then like eventually we'd come back for dinner.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that was always the rule is like, all right, be home, try to be home by the time, especially in the summer, like
by when summer.
Yeah, like once the streetlights come on, like you have like 15 minutes to like if you're out like you know, even if I'm like way over like at my friend's house, it's like once I see the streetlights come on, it's like, all right, cool, I got to start heading back. And it's like also it's like if you're not going to be home for dinner, just text us or like let us know
or call us
Yeah.
Like home phone, like
yeah.
I still remember memorized, like my best friend. Having
people's numbers memorized, like
yep. I still remember my home. I still remember some of my friends or like neighbors' home phone numbers, and like I remember mine too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, because that stuff's like it's imprinted in your mind at this point.
Right,
it's not going away.
Yeah, we didn't have phones. We didn't have phones until like eighth grade, but like growing up. Our neighborhood was really like close knit. There's only like about 100 houses, but it was built on an old ski hill. So there were tons of woods and paths. And then we had a neighborhood pool, like just for our neighborhood and a big playground and stuff. So we just like had the run of the neighborhood all summer. And like I just remember like our parents needed us. They would either like call the house or like the pool like had like a home phone. So the lifeguard would be like, oh, get out of the pool. Your mom's calling. Like you got to come. You had to call. You had to come pick up the phone. You're like,
that's wild.
What did I do?
We used to like all of my friends lived like within like walking distance, like within a mile or so of my house, like in like different little subdivisions and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I'd just like go like across my street to like the other subdivision where my buddy lived, and like go up to his house, and we'd either like we'd play basketball in his driveway or stuff like that. And it was just like the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like summer was always the best part of like living in, like as a kid.
Every summer, man. It's just a bunch of like roving bands of kids just biking around the neighborhoods. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was gonna say I loved winter too because I don't know. You guys, I don't think any of you guys ski, right?
No. I snowboard.
No. Snowboard, but that was. We could start going to ski club, I think, in fifth grade and then in middle school and high school. And that was like the epitome of like the cool thing to do. Like you would have to plan during the school day. All right, who am I going to ski with? Who am I going to sit on the bus with? Like that whole shit. And then no one had cell phones. So we just checked in with a chaperone like once, like halfway through. And then at the end of the night at like 10, 11 o'clock, like you better be on the bus or else you're not going to make it home. And I just like let us run rampant, like it was wild.
Holy shit!
Wild times.
Sounds like a trip.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy, like the amount of like, or like the lack of supervision that I had as a kid. But it, like, it wasn't, not in a bad way, and it's not a knock on my parents, but it's just like, I mean, times were different back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, definitely like nannying and babysitting like nowadays. Like, I've had summer nanny jobs, and that's the last time I nannied. The girls were older. Like, the one was going into 6th grade, and the other one was going into 5th. And so they're at that age, they're like right on that cusp of like they could walk around by themselves, and like they would bring their friends with them to the mall. And I was like, all right, like, okay, like meet me here in like an hour. And one time, but they both weren't picking up their phones. And I was like, oh my God, this is my worst nightmare come true. Someone has stolen the children on my watch. Like, this is terrifying. And luckily they were fine. They just ignored their phone. But like, I had like full on like had gone to security, and we were like looking at like footage, like trying to find them. Oh, it was so terrifying. But
that's jeez.
But like, yeah. But like when we were in, you know, middle school, high school, like parents would just like drop you off and say like, all right, like here's 2 quarters, like call when you're done. Cause at that point, none of my friends had phones yet.
Oh, right. Yeah. And like, I remember I was the house I grew up in up until like end of my junior year of high school, I lived like my elementary school and my middle school were 3 blocks apart, maybe like 2 blocks, like, yeah, like 2.5 blocks apart. And I lived right between them. So it's like, I walked to school, like, you know, I think obviously probably through like, I think I walked to school starting in like 2nd grade, like 1st or 2nd grade maybe. But like, also like my sister was a year older than me. So like, you know, I always had someone to walk to school with. But yeah. And then like in middle school and stuff too, it's the same thing. It's like, And I could cut through a couple neighbors' yards and like literally cross the street, cut through 2 yards, and then I'm right there. But yeah, I don't know. Shit was wild.
We used to walk like on Friday afternoons when I was in middle school. Like my group of friends, like we had one of them lived across just like a couple blocks from the school, and there was a park like right across like there as well. And we used to like walk across, like walk and then go play like tackle football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no pads.
Yep.
Just yeah. Like,
yep. We did
not a care in the world. It was so much
right.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
We did that in high school before football games, because we'd have to stay after school anyway. Like, there was, especially when you were younger, you couldn't drive. I was like, there's no point in going home when you have to come back to get dressed for the game. And we'd play like full on tackle football in the yard in front of the band room. And finally our director's like, guys, someone's gonna die. Like, we cannot be playing tackle football before.
He'd seen like one too many concussions happen. He's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, that was okay. Sorry, what did you say, Brandon?
I'm not gonna remember the music because
CTE. Oh, or this is about to get super nerdy, but I'm just waiting for someone to make the joke. So at band camp,
this one time at band camp.
Yeah. Come on. Listen, I enjoyed band. It was a great time. I met some great friends that I still talk to today. I know I'm a nerd, but we would have like senior Olympics. So like each day of camp, there was a different event, and it was always the upperclassmen versus, or it was each class versus them, each class, and it was rigged. The seniors would win, but there was an upperclassmen versus lowerclassmen football game, and I lived for that shit. That was my favorite. I loved doing that. And then I'm trying to think what other events we did. We like did like a tug of war. We did, okay, I need to steam on Ohio. We played capture the flag, but we played it in a field. I was very confused. I was like, we're at a camp and there's woods. Why are we playing this in an open field?
Right. Like, capture the flag requires some obstacles usually.
I was very upset. I was like, this is not how this is supposed to go.
I remember like playing capture the flag. Oh, yeah. And it was really cool. Across the street, or like across the street and like 2 houses down, it was like I had some neighbor friends in 2 different houses right next to each other, and so like, and their yards were only separated by like a very short picket fence, and so we would actually play capture the flag with their 2 yards. And so it's like the front yards were like the one base, and like then, and then the backyards were like the other side, and or like the, you know, so if you were caught off sides and stuff, there's like, you know, we had a prison and everything, and that got intense too, because like when you had to like run around the houses and stuff, and there were like at least like 3 different ways to go, you know, around the houses, so it's like, you know, you had to really spread out, and it was fun.
Yeah, We used to, I remember what grade I was in. I was at camp one summer, and like we played a week long game of like capture the flag.
Ooh.
Like, and like the like prisons weren't just like, oh yeah, here's this like area, because like we were in the woods and stuff. It's like people, like we built up like forts and obstacles. From like fallen trees and stuff. Like,
had a gulag.
Hell yeah.
It was like by far like one of the most intense like things we ever did.
Hell yeah. Did you guys ever play like did you guys ever play any night games like Ghost in the Graveyard or anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that was, and I'm trying to think of one of the other ones was too, but yeah, Ghost in the Graveyard was fun for sure.
I'm trying to think of some of the other night ones we played. We'd play hide and seek too at night. It's like,
ooh, yeah.
Hide and seek in the dark.
We did that even in high school, and we'd call it like the game, and we would block off all the windows in my friend's basement, and there was like people hiding and trying to get a ball from the basement onto the stairs, and then the other people were like tagging them out, and and it was pitch black. Like it was so fun. God damn it, Justin.
Sorry. Well, you said the game, and I was like, shit, I lost the game.
You guys lost the game. No, but that's just like what we called it. We were really lame, but it was always so fun.
Did you guys ever play? I know you guys mentioned hide and seek, but did you guys ever play sardines? Yeah. Is that kind of like the opposite of hide and seek?
Mm-hmm. If you find them, you have to stay with them.
You have to hide with them. Yeah.
What sardines about? Was fun because there's always like the, you know, decision of, do I get a really good hiding spot that nobody's gonna find,
mm-hmm.
or do I just hide somewhere like obvious and make everyone sit with me?
Please be my friend.
Did you guys ever you guys ever play? We called it Kill the Carrier. What did you guys call it? Like the football game? You know what I'm talking about?
I'll get canceled for it.
Because when I came to Ohio, that's what they called it. I was like, what are you guys talking about? It's Kill the Carrier.
No, it was called something else when we were growing up.
Okay, just making sure.
But yeah, we definitely
cancelable.
Yeah, people get canceled.
Like, no, this is what we used to call. Call it.
Did you guys ever play Hotbox? Like there was like two like.
I think that means something else. Yeah, to me and Brandon.
Yeah,
okay.
All the time.
You know, you're trying to get from one end of the field to the other, and then people had a ball. They could just like peg you in the back with it.
Gross.
God, I hate it here.
How did people not get cited for like exposing themselves? Jeez.
No, from the way you described it, I don't think I ever played Hotbox.
Oh my god, I hate it.
I'm sorry. you're just tossing up just low softballs. Balls to us, and we're just not softballs. We're just knocking them out of the park. You can't blame.
We're playing slow pitch softball here. and we're Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh my gosh, we would play like kickball and wiffle ball too, like at the pool, because like there was a big playground and like spate, and we would play all sorts of games. That and dodgeball was a hit during the summer because the state of New York banned it in public schools. We weren't allowed to play in gym class because some kid broke his arm and his parents sued the entire state.
Oh jeez,
that was always exciting. That or we played like water baseball, like in the pool, or sharks and minnows categories.
Marco Polo.
The color game.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other pool games.
Color game. What's the color game?
The color game, you think of a color and then you're holding someone, and then if they guess wrong, you like dip them in. And
Oh, yep.
I don't know.
They're like, little did we know they were actually showing us how to waterboard.
Yeah.
But if anybody that's listening has any, like, oh, we used to play this game and we called it this, comment on the newest Instagram post that's going to be coming out on Tuesday. Make sure it's politically correct.
I was going to say, make sure it's school appropriate, but it's not the word I was looking for.
We're not smearing anyone.
No.
All right.
we played a, I don't remember what we called it. It was a game we played at camp, and it was basically we played it at night, and there was like two teams, and like one was like one team was like hunted, and the other team were like the hunters, and the team of like hunted people had to get from like a starting point to an end point.
Sounds like the Hunger Games.
Like, and usually the end point was like a little ways up the road.
Oh, and, shit. What? Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And like, I don't know. If you got caught, you were in jail. Like, and
yeah.
Like, you were, and that was it. And that Manhunt. Like, yeah, like, I guess Manhunt.
Yeah.
Or like Cops and Robbers.
Like, yeah, Cops and Robbers, I think, Robert. Is what we probably called it.
But it was so much fun. I remember we played it at night. Your parents
called it like Cowboys and Indians back in the day because it was like the 50s and 60s.
I just remember playing it at night.
Well, for you, Brandon.
We had a, like, the camp we were at, like, had a lake, and, like, there's, like, an island in the lake, and you could go from the island around and, if like, wade through, like, some shallow water back to the mainland and then, like, take a back road around the back of the camp to, like, get, and I remember, to the, like, end point or close to it. And I just remember, like, me and some of my friends, like, swam out to this island in the middle of the night and went all the way around. Almost got caught, had to, like, hide in, like, the girls' bathroom behind, like, in a stall for, like, 15 minutes, and then, like, made it to the end.
Damn.
Sounds wild.
Yeah, it was, like, a trip.
It was, like, such a wild, like, game. I was like, this was so much fun. Probably also, you know, it's, like, some sort of weird militia training now.
Yeah, I think I brought this up on R&B radio one, like, because I saw it on Twitter that, like, the when is the line of you go over to your friend's house to play versus you go over to your friend's house to hang out?
I'd say probably middle school. Once you know, once you really start caring a lot more what other people think, it's like, Mom, I'm not a little kid anymore. Like,
going over there to play.
Yeah, no, I'm just hanging out. Yeah, I'd say probably like sixth or seventh grade.
Yeah, what I would think. But now I like don't care. I was like, yeah, I'll go over to your house to play. Like, go play games. Like,
hell yeah.
Well, now we're having board game nights. It's like,
we play a lot of Code Names and One Night Ultimate Werewolf with my friends when times are more certain.
Hell yeah.
Those are both fun.
Me and some friends, we'd always get together and we would play. I mean, we'd have a few different things going on. You know, we usually, you know, have like a good handful of people over at my buddy's place. He actually lived before I moved to Appleton. He and I lived in the same apartment building. But yeah, like he would have people over and we'd play Coup. We'd play Secret Hitler.
It's that similar to Werewolf.
Yeah. But yeah, and same with Coup, really, because that one's a lot like kind of more about like deception too, and like, you know, you're trying to like BS everyone else and stuff. But yeah, otherwise, I mean, we still also get together. Obviously, not now. In more certain times, we would, we'd cycle between like Coup and like Secret Hitler, and then we'd play like, you know, Birio Kart or like drunk driving or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And, it's always good shit. It's like, hell yeah. I'm like, yeah. Like you said, hell yeah. I'm still going over to my friend's place to play right now. Like,
Yeah.
No, Secret Hitler. We used to play Mafia.
Yep.
Ooh, yep.
Another just classic based on deception.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with Cards Against Humanity either.
Yeah.
We would play that a lot.
Play that with your parents or your girlfriend's parents.
No. Nope.
What's that?
Playing it with your parents or your girlfriend's parents.
Just like last month, I think a couple months ago, my parents were over, and we played Cards Against Humanity, and that was fun.
We used to play like in high school. I used to play a girl did it. We'd play like Pictionary and Scrabble, like with her family.
Mm-hmm. Boggle's a good one too if you're into Scrabble like games.
Yeah.
Ooh. A girl I dated, her family liked to play Sequence a lot too. So I got pretty good at Sequence.
Dude, Sequence is a great game.
It is. Honestly, it's great. I wish I played it more. Also, I don't know. I'm the type of guy where it's like, if I'm going camping, like, I'm gonna bring a cribbage board with me too. Like,
mm-hmm. I used to play cribbage with my dad all the time.
Cribbage is so much fun. I used to only heard of it. Really? Oh, it's like the card game with like the board, and it has all the holes drilled into it, and it has got the pegs.
Okay.
But yeah, I would pretty much like for a while I would only really play it. I play it like once a year when I was at camp, and then so like every and then I would forget how to play it, and so every year I'd have to relearn how to play it, and then eventually it just kind of stuck. And but yeah, mm-hmm. I know I fucking love playing cribbage.
Play a lot of euchre in the Midwest, so very stereotypical.
Euchre.
We played a bunch of spades, so that was my game, like card game wise at least.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I can't think of the other things like Sheephead. I think I learned how to play that in like a German class in college. It was really weird. I was like, why the fuck am I learning a card game? But I guess it's a very German card game. So yeah,
you guys.
Should we get out of here?
Yeah.
Don't forget to comment if you have like an old game or a nostalgia thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep us updated. Well, yeah, once again, thank you for listening, and be sure to follow along. Once again, that's at BackerPod on Twitter and Instagram. New episodes usually up on Tuesdays. And so next week, we've got the mommy episode. If you want to DM us on Instagram, your questions, anything like that, please feel free to do so. And also don't forget to leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us, you know, on the charts and whatnot. And of course you can also find us on Spotify, and we are on Anchor as well now. All right. Well, thank you all for joining me again. Bone Daddy, it was nice to have you on again.
No problem. Love to be on.
All right. Absolutely. Well, until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.